Welcome into the bullpen here on Aggie Radio, KBLU 92.3, Logan, Utah. And it is hump day.
It is.
Once again, it's Wednesday. Made it to hump day.
We've done it. We are halfway to the weekend.
We're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer.
So welcome back. This is Evan and Ethan, not to be confused.
Let's go with Wayne and Evan, Evan and Wayne.
Evan and Wayne.
Maybe we could go Evan and Jerem, but I think that was already taken by someone.
Either way, there are stiff penalties for mixing the two of us up.
Very harsh penalties. We're talking capital punishment.
Lashings.
Casted capital, not corporal.
We'll move up to capital after.
All right, we'll start out corporal punishment, transitioning into capital punishment.
Depends on how many times it happens. But.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I've been sending my name in our like login thing as Wayne for the last little bit. So, well, I haven't heard anyone say anything. Who's Wayne yet? So,
well, we will clear this up one way or the other. So how's your week so far been?
Busy, busy, busy.
Is that a good busy or like? This is way too much busy.
No, I mean, it's not like way too much or anything. I did a show Monday. If you like soccer, tune in on Mondays at 9 for Olay, Utah State. It's pretty much almost exclusively soccer. We do reference other sports sometimes, but mostly it's just soccer. And then yesterday I had a show in the morning, Armchair Champions, which is a new one, at 9 on Tuesdays. And then at 5 o'clock last night, had another one. It's called Overcompetitive Bystanders. Yeah. And also, I mean, I had stuff Monday night as well and been working. I did get someone to cover for like a bunch of my shift yesterday so I could watch Batman vs. Superman because it came out yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I watched that yesterday, so that was good.
Priorities, right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and then also last night after we did this show, Logan Jones and I were recording a podcast for kind of our prediction for the upcoming season about how games are going to go against teams for football. We're planning on attaching that to a Statesman article or column or something, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, that's like, less than a month away now?
Or is it's over a month.
Over a month?
It's like, I think it's down to like 45 days or something, so just a little
bit
over a
month. Preseason, that's, not that that really...
Well, I mean, they're going to be, they have media days next week, so if I'm able to get work off, I'm going to be going down to that in Vegas, so I won't be here next week on Wednesday or Tuesday. But if that's the case, then we'll get someone in here to be with Evan, but I might not be able to get it off, so I don't know.
Well, I don't think I'll be here either, because I'll be in Chicago.
For what?
Family.
Wow.
So
this is the first time hearing about it? Just kidding.
No. It's...
Well, if that's the case, there might not be a show next week.
We'll just have to see.
Yeah, well, we will have to see. Try to make sure there's a show, regardless if whoever is on. But yeah, so how's your week been going?
It's good. It's good. It's a lot of stuff, at least in the regular news world, like the plane crash and that guy at Walmart who
tried
to kill himself. Yeah, so it's kind of been a weird... Kind of really heavy news week, and so it's nice to be.
So that was those were both on Monday.
Yeah, so it's good to be on something new.
Yeah, like I mean, it was crazy because I work at Jimmy John's, so it's just right by where the guy attempted suicide on the bus stop in front of Walmart, and so like you know, all of a sudden there was like police cars surrounding that whole area, and like it was all blocked off; no one could go through. And we didn't really have an idea what was going on for a little bit. I eventually found out that there were shots fired, and then later on found out it was a suicide attempt. But it was crazy because that was going on while I was at work, and I would see it like every time I'd go out on a delivery.
Oh wow!
And it would make it so there was only really one way to get back to the store, and that's just like going back behind Sportsman's Warehouse and stuff.
Yeah, my wife works right across the street from that bus stop.
Dang.
And so she was about to get off, and then her manager was like, just come back inside, you know.
We're going to need you to stay here.
Yeah. Let's not go outside.
Until they sort this out.
Yeah. So, anyway.
And then the same day, like, the plane went down,
it
too.
It happened almost, like, the same time. It was
weird. Yeah, it was just, like, half an hour afterwards or something.
Yeah, so we were sending out reporters, like everywhere, you know, just right at the same time. And so it was just crazy.
Yeah. I was doing my reporting from, you know, my mobile command station, a la my car. Yeah. And just checking Twitter when I had a chance. And monitoring. Seeing where they were. But that's...
Yeah.
It was the first time I've called it my mobile command center, but I really like it.
Command center.
I like my that. Car is my mobile command center.
Yeah. They've got those really compact now. It used to be... It had to be like a van filled with, you know, monitors and computers, but they're getting it down to, you know, down to regular car size.
Just a Jetta, you know?
Yeah, well... I think we should obviously start off with some Wall of Shame.
Wall of Shame.
Because shame never ends, shame. Even in the sports world.
Shame.
So I guess I will maybe share mine or my entry first. And this one is going out to the University of Michigan, Coach Jim Harbaugh. It's kind of a weird week for him. And so I'm putting him up here kind of like mostly for what in the world are you doing as a reason. And this was all unfolding on Twitter, basically, over the past week. So, Jim Harbaugh goes to Disneyland and apparently somehow ends up in the same place as Jerry Springer on Disneyland. So, I don't know if they're both going down Splash Mountain or not. But and then, you know, a few days later, he's in this music video for, like, this rap music video. I don't know what he's doing. If I don't know if he's laying down a beat for us or what, but it's just, it's kind of, what in the world are you doing, buddy? So.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
So I was thinking, you know, it would put this into a headline, Jim Harbaugh in rap video after meeting Jerry Springer at Disneyland.
Well, I mean, that would make, like, me want to be in a rap video.
Yeah, I want to see him and Jerry Springer going at it like a rap battle.
Epic rap battles of history. Begin.
So he goes up there not mostly for just confusing the heck out of me. So
well, I mean, you say that like it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, no, it's not difficult.
Just kidding. No, I've got a couple entries, three to be exact. But two are kind of related. I've got four. I forgot. I didn't see one for a second. I've got Alabama football players for getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember they had guys that were in this car together and they got arrested for...
This is DUI.
...drug right? possession and it was DUI.
Somebody
and they were carrying a gun, too. And then there's some Florida players that were shooting a BB gun in the dorm and caused like a couple $1,000 worth of damage. What are you thinking? And John Jones, and also Lesnar for doping. Apparently Lesnar tested positive for doping on the day that he, you know, competed in UFC 200.
Wait, after he competed or before?
Like they did they administered the test and like it came back afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, apparently he was doping at the time that he performed. Which is great, especially since it was going to be a nice, like, comeback story, where he had made it back into the UFC and was going to be relevant again, and then then he goes and he gets in trouble for doping, and it's like, come on, dude, what are you doing? And so, I mean, plus, I mean, UFC's just kind of been getting, you know, some bad news lately, ever since UFC, just right before at UFC 200, because they had the John Jones getting suspended because he was caught doping, and then afterwards it came out John Lesnar was also doping, and then UFC gets sold to somebody else, and it's just like, I mean, maybe it's they're collapsing. Doing it to be relevant or something, but yeah, it's not really... working out so great. So those guys all go in. And also, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
This came out yesterday, I believe. Said that he wouldn't consider Tim Duncan among the top big men in the league in like history because he played power forward.
Okay.
Power forward and center are big men. Like, those are the positions that are big men. And
I don't know how you wouldn't see someone like Tim Duncan as...
My thing is, like, you could say that about someone like Draymond Green, who's smaller sized and really doesn't play necessarily a true power forward. Plays kind of more like a small forward, power forward hybrid. But Tim Duncan, almost 7 feet tall, he plays down low. Like, he's a big man.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing. And, like, so for me, Shaq, I don't know what it is with former NBA players and thinking that they are just the experts in all things, like, in history of the NBA. Like, they know who's the best ever and who will be the best ever and that there won't be a change. And then they, like, say stuff like this that, like, yeah, I wouldn't put Tim Duncan as one of the top big men in history.
But it's like Shaq.
It's like Shaq, he was better than you.
Yeah, you played against him. I mean, how did you know, where are you getting that information? But
I don't know. But, like, he played against him for sure. He knows that he's a big man. Tim Duncan's a way better player than you ever were. I mean, you were really, really good. But Tim Duncan was way better. Way better for way longer. And, I mean, granted, you're playing a different position, so it's not necessarily that he might not have been as good of a center as you, but he played power forward. At times he would play center because he was the biggest guy on there. But, you know, he was kind of a cross between the two, center and power forward. But Tim Duncan had way more success than you did, so I don't see why you think that, you know, first off, that anyone even cares what you say, because I think he's pretty annoying when you watch, like, TNT. Basketball, and he's on there. He's kind of annoying, and he doesn't really add that much. But when he does, like, I don't think it's very, very great insight. Yeah. Occasionally he'll get stuff, but I don't really think he's that great of an analyst. Now, he was a really good player, like I said.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan was a better player, best power forward of all time in the eyes of a lot of people, including me. And I mean, this is—it's just disrespectful and stupid. So, those are my entries into the Wall of Shame. I got a lot more than last time.
Yeah. I was wondering if Shaq was also like Jim Harbaugh in some way related to rap and.
Well, I mean, I think that he was probably going to do a rap battle later on. Maybe this is a setup for a rap battle with Tim Duncan.
MC Springer.
I mean, you can see Tim Duncan doing a rap battle, right?
No. I don't know if he would sink that low just to get publicity. He seems like too much of a classy guy to try.
I mean, a rap battle doesn't make you not classy.
Oh, no. But
it depends on how you treat it. But, yeah, no, that doesn't really seem like it's his personality, though. No. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, he's a quiet guy. Like, sometimes you got to really watch out for the quiet ones.
Yeah.
They sometimes go all out. Yeah, one member of Aggie Radio, Maddie Mickelson, she's really quiet, but then she'll, like, surprise you when you're playing Cards Against Humanity. Just, like, nails it every time. Pretty sure she won at our retreat in May.
And
it was just funny because she's, like, all quiet over on the one side and just, like, plays these, like, cards, and you're just like, what? Where did that come from?
It's because they're thinking. They're thinking, and we just don't
probably
know.
True, and I'm just talking all the time. I usually try to think, but maybe if I would shut up at times, I would think more. That could be it.
Oh, well, we're in radio, so
yeah,
going quiet apparently isn't a good thing, which I've learned from last time. It's like, going quiet over the air, not a great strategy.
That's not what we want.
Apparently.
Yeah, so hopefully you remember to move a song over at some point before we get there, then instead of, like, sitting there at the end and be like, okay, so what do I do?
Doesn't work by magic, Kevin.
No, but that was funny. That was my bad for not telling you beforehand.
No, it's good.
I mean, part of me was like, it's obvious he'll know. And then part of me was just like, yeah, I really should have said that.
But hey, it's a learning experience. So
yeah, it is. It is.
Speaking of Wall of Shame. So yeah, I think that was a good Wall of Shame. today. We had a lot more entries than normal. But
well, I mean, normally if I'm paying attention, I'll get a few entries between shows, but sometimes I kind of forget. Like last week. I thought about one of the ones I shared last week, but I kind of didn't really think about it and didn't write it down, so I kind of had a hard time remembering it off the top of my head. That's why most of the time, like, if I get anything, I'll write it down in my phone and then bring it up later on.
Nice. Well, I think a lot of what we want to talk about today was Olympic stuff.
Olympics!
So
Olympics are this year, guys.
Yeah.
In case you forgot, Summer Olympics
in Rio. I think a lot of people have forgotten, now that I think about it.
At times I forget.
With the president election and the way that's going, and then the way everything else in this country is going.
You mean that dumpster fire that's going to be happening in a couple months?
Yeah, where we're all hoarding food and stuff. Yeah, I forget that the Olympics are here.
Yeah,
or they will be.
I kind of do too. But no, speaking of the presidential election, you know, the Republican National Convention has been going on. Yeah. And there have been some pretty ridiculous stuff. Okay, first off, there was the speech given by Donald Trump's wife. I don't remember how to pronounce
it. Melania?
Melania?
Yeah.
Whatever. So she copied, like, a huge section of a speech given by Michelle Obama. And, like, it was almost word for word. Like, there was a couple words that it was the same meaning, but they just switched a word or two. But, like, the bulk of it was just word for word the same thing. Like, you can see videos of them side by side, and you're really like, wow. And it goes to show that Donald Trump doesn't hire the best people.
Apparently not.
Because if you hired the best people, I mean, if they were going to rip off of someone else's speech, they would at least cloak it a little bit better.
Well, and this
because,
is,
I mean, there will be some similarities, but yeah, when it's straight word for word.
But this isn't some, like, small town stop on the campaign trail.
No.
This is your national convention.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, it's just funny. There's these memes that show, like, her next to Michelle Obama side by side, and it says, when your project is due at midnight and you remember at 11:50. So she's just copying and pasting.
No, what I've seen is the people, like, another passage from Melania Trump's speech, and it'll just be some line from a movie or something. So.
And then, there was that.
Yeah.
And then Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey and one of the former candidates for the Republican Party before he dropped out and decided to support Trump, and now apparently he thinks that they've been friends for 12 years, which I hadn't even heard that they were even on the same side until after he dropped out.
Didn't even think New Yorkers and people in New Jersey even liked each other.
So well, I don't think Trump likes Christie. I think Christie thinks that
he's an
Well, he really is, and I think that Trump doesn't consider him a friend or anything. He's just someone that he's using. But anyway, so he was given his speech, and he was basically trying to do this. This was funny because he was up there and talking about, you know, different things that Hillary Clinton had done that had showed that she is not worthy to be president or whatever. And I mean, I agree with, like, the stuff that he's talking about, but the way he did it is just pretty ridiculous because he was like, I'm going to present the facts and let you, a jury of her peers, judge her and stuff. And so he was, like, talking about these things and not really even giving that much detail. He's just saying what happened, not that, like, how it was documented or anything. It's just saying what, you know, basically what happened. Not really many details. And then he would say, now I ask you about this topic. Is she guilty or not guilty? And everyone's like, guilty!
Because that's what it is in America in 2016. We're not going to...
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if he thinks that there was some, like, way that was going to actually do something. I don't think she's fit to lead. I don't think Donald Trump is fit to lead. Yeah. But that's kind of what we're stuck with. Hopefully we get enough support for a third party to knock them out.
Or maybe the Olympics will distract us from...
Maybe we can get a mulligan and have a do-over. Listen, guys, this didn't really go as well as we hoped.
Somehow every top person in the government just disappears and we just get to start over.
All right. We need to go Operation Genesis and restart this thing. No, and then one of the best parts wasn't about what he was saying about Hillary. It was about something he said about Donald Trump. And I'm paraphrasing him here because I don't remember word for word what he said. But he was saying something along the lines of Donald Trump being a nice, kind, like, thoughtful person, basically. Who was... I'm pretty sure he said something about him being not selfish. He was just like... He basically said everything that Trump was, but that he wasn't that. And I laughed so hard while I was watching it because that was the funniest thing to me. I didn't realize that... I mean, he probably didn't think he was doing stand-up comedy, but it was pretty funny.
In what corner of the world does that even remotely... Like, Donald Trump, not selfish.
Not selfish, kind. I mean, he's just great guy.
And how much money is he getting so for funny. That? How much money is he getting for that speech? Because I feel like you'd have to pay somebody.
Yeah, I thought that he would have like kind of dropped some of his support because he didn't get that vice presidency that I think he was hoping for. I think that's why he got behind him, because he's like, yeah, maybe he'll give me the vice presidency if I join him early.
That's but. Not how the Donald works.
But anyway, so that nightmare is going on. Yeah. So people forget that the Olympics are coming up
in
August. Is it August? Yeah, it's August.
Yeah, Rio, Brazil.
Rio, Brazil.
But
Rio de Janeiro.
But a part of it, though, I think what I have been seeing that surprised me about this Olympics is in connection with the Zika virus, is that you've got some athletes that are choosing not to go. Yeah, not to play. And because I saw... This must have been like a week or a couple weeks ago, but Steph Curry, I mean, he said it was more about his knee than Zika, but still, I mean, if we've got high-profile athletes that aren't going to go play.
Well, I think that's probably true about Steph Curry because, like, his knee was affecting him throughout the playoffs. So some games it didn't look like it was bothering him that much, but most of them, like, you could tell that he wasn't at 100%. Yeah. So I'm not surprised by that. I wouldn't go if I needed to heal my knee, because you want to be ready for next season. And plus, they've got lots of talent to bring out, whoever it is. Yeah. I mean, they got KD, Klay Thompson, you know, Draymond Green, despite his thuggish attitude. As long as he can stay out of jail for long enough.
He could just stay away from hitting the crotch area. He'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, he's already doing that against international players, so... Yeah. You never know.
Heck, it's not. It doesn't even have to be in basketball. It was that Michigan State football player he got into a shuffle with.
I mean, I don't know. Part of me wants him to get in a fight with someone in Rio and get detained there for a long term. Because it'll negatively affect the Warriors. But at the same time, I mean, I don't really want him to see him like be in that situation. It's just, hypothetically, it would be kind of nice, but... In reality now.
Yeah. But, I just seen these, you know, stories about, you know, other, you know, athletes, and not just the popular sports, but in some other sports too, that are worried about stuff like Zika and...
And the water?
Yeah. The water and, you know, the crime and stuff.
Yeah, the water is so bad. I mean, they've been cleaning up a ton. So it's a lot better than it was, but it's still, like, really bad. They're, like, going to be wearing, like, special suits that will protect them from all the bacteria and stuff in the water. And then afterwards, they're going to have, like, shower stations right afterwards. So that it's basically like swimming in a pool that has way too much chlorine in it. Like, you really need a shower right after you get out.
See, they're just going to wait right in front of the locker room with a big fire hose and just go down the team.
Yeah, and knock them over and all that. It'd be great. But no, like, I mean, it's a bad situation. But like I said, they've been trying to clean it up. But, I mean, how do you let it get that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that there's a giant island of trash floating in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
But you're on, like, the Atlantic.
It's right. Well, it's not that. It's not about which ocean. It's just, it's right next to them. Like, why aren't you doing something about this before the Olympics? Like, I mean, obviously they're doing it before the Olympics, but... Before it's an issue with the Olympics. Like, why aren't you trying to keep better care of it? First off, stop throwing your trash in the ocean. Or in rivers that are going to the ocean. Like, I mean,
even let's try to... Let's pretend a landfill might be better at this point than what they're doing.
Well, I mean, a landfill would be better. But, yeah, I mean, just... First off, come on, take care of yourselves. You're adults. Well, I mean, other than the kids, but you're adults mostly.
Come on, kids.
Kids.
Clean up
teach
your water.
Your kids to do it as well. but I mean, yeah, it's as bad that there's like all this trash in the bay right there and all that. They've got these great beaches, but they can't take advantage of them because of all the trash that's
diving
in the water.
Diving competition's going to be a little different this year.
Well, I mean, most of like swimming competitions would be fine because
it's
indoor. Yeah. But like then you have like rowing competitions, which I think may have canceled those. I don't remember for sure.
Because all the pollution would be like eating away at the boats.
Yeah, the boat disintegrates as you're going across. And then also
the
like I feel like there's like triathletes and stuff, triathlons.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like mostly there's not really that much that's actually in the water in the bay or whatever. But
still though.
But
if you're on,
still,
if you're an athlete and you've got some downtime, and you just want to like relax at the beach, apparently that's not going.
Well, I mean, it's okay as long as you don't want to go in the water.
As long as
listen, you can chill on the beach, but I don't recommend going in the water.
As long as your flesh, you don't mind your flesh getting eaten away by whatever's in there.
Yeah, maybe we can go swimming in the Amazon with all the piranhas.
Yeah, we'll risk that as opposed to as opposed to the dirty beach water.
Well, the thing about it is, like with piranhas, like if you're like calm or whatever, they don't tend to do anything with you. Like if you're flailing around, like freaking out because you think you're drowning or whatever, they're gonna attack you.
So it's a catch 22. If you're afraid of the piranhas, they'll come after you.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like they, when you're like disturbing the water and like an erratic movement or whatever, they assume that you're like dying and they're gonna take you out because you're weak.
Heartless creatures.
Right? But like if you just go in and you're just like normal about it, they don't do anything.
There's our new
Olympic. I don't know this from first hand experience. It's just stuff I've seen.
When I was attacked by piranhas. Now they need to have that as an event. Who can avoid the piranhas long enough?
Longest. Like standing in the river for a while, for like 2 days, and like, can I come out yet? No, what? There's still three other guys, Timmy.
Water polo with piranhas.
No, they never would get attacked in that situation because of they're disturbing the water. But yeah, so the Olympics. I love the Olympics. Olympics are great because I can always be like USA, USA,
plus we just
USA
dominate at basketball.
Well, yeah,
that's
I mean,
I love.
I'm glad that we're back to that. Early 2000s, we decided we weren't going to do so hot.
Yeah.
So like 2000 and 2004, we were pretty sad when it comes to that because we just are like, yeah, we don't really have to even try. It's like, well, yeah, some of these guys will gun for you, and if you're not putting out a decent effort, they're going to win. Like for us, if we're playing our best, like there's no one that can beat us.
Yeah.
Even if we're playing, you know, pretty decently, we don't have to be perfect or anything, we'll still win.
Oh yeah.
But if we're like giving subpar effort, I mean, we can lose. But I think that I think and hope that we learned that lesson in like 2000 and 2004 when
I can't see them going back to that.
I mean, when we let Argentina win, I mean, which was all right because Manu Ginobili's on there and he's one of my favorite players because he's on the Spurs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they won, and it's just like, come on, guys. I mean, they have some good players, but you have the best players in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Not only the best players, but the top league, pretty much the best player development in the world.
Well, I mean, you've got the best players in the world. I mean, because as great as international players are, there's always like 10 or 15 guys from the U.S. that are better than everyone from the internationals.
Oh, yeah.
Almost always. I mean, there might be some exceptions, but when you think about it, the top players in the NBA, you got LeBron James, American, Kevin Durant, American, Steph Curry, American. You got, these aren't necessarily like the next guys in like the order of things, but you got Anthony Davis, American, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, two teammates of Durant and Curry, American, Westbrook is American.
It's pretty much anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you got all these guys that are just really good. Kawhi Leonard, another one, is also an American. Carmelo is really good on offense. He's terrible on defense. Same with James Harden. Both those guys are American. Like, I mean, there are some really good international players, but they don't even dip into the top 15, I don't think, of the NBA. So when you've got, I think, at least 15 guys that are American that are better than anyone from anywhere else, you shouldn't ever lose. I mean, because you're not going to have all of them there, but you'll still have, like, several of them.
Yeah.
And, like, they've got Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Anthony Davis are all there. And so, I mean, even with that, you shouldn't lose.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to play as a team. And that's something that we didn't do for, like, 2000, 2004.
We weren't really into that back then.
No, it was just like, all right, it's my
glorified
turn.
Glorified All-Star game.
Yeah. Well, except that, you know, the other team was actually playing defense. Yeah, so, I mean, as long as we don't decide to be like, yeah, let's just see, we'll take turns playing one-on-one, and, I mean, we might even still win that way, but it's not a method for success.
Yeah, basketball, though, I must say, is definitely probably the biggest reason I tune in to watch the at least the Summer Olympics. So,
well, I also get excited for swimming and running events.
Oh, really?
But the sad thing, though, is Usain Bolt is not going to be competing.
Really?
Yeah, he decided he didn't want to compete. Fastest guy in the world isn't going to be there.
So it's pretty much whoever wins gold. It's like, you won gold, but Bolt wasn't playing. So.
Well, I mean, maybe he slowed down and isn't as fast. You don't know.
Yeah,
but we don't get a chance to see it, which is kind of sad. But, I mean, I'm excited to see what Michael Phelps can do because he just keeps chugging along and doing awesome.
This is like,
this is his
third or fourth?
Fourth. I think it might be his fifth.
Jeez.
Because, like, he won the 8 in 2008, right? That was when he won 8? Yeah.
I believe so,
and the one before that, he won, like, 6. And I don't think they were all gold. And then...
And then 2012 was in London.
Yeah, and he won...
In 2016. Okay.
That was it. So, it's either his fourth or his fifth. I'm going to look that up now. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so I'm excited to see what he can do.
Especially for something as demanding as the competitive swimming.
He's still,
that's pretty impressive.
He still is winning events at the qualifiers for the U.S. So, I mean, he's still super good. And also, I love watching gymnastics because it's fun. And we usually have the best gymnasts. Well, we usually have the best on almost everything.
Unless China uses the underaged competitors again this time.
But, I mean, the thing with that is, like, that doesn't make sense to me is how is that an advantage? I mean, sure, they're probably a little bit more flexible, but
they're not strong enough. Like, they're not as strong as...
No, they shouldn't be able to be.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what experiments, but...
I wasn't implying that they're doing any experiments, but they shouldn't be stronger, and maybe they have, like, just freak athletes that are. I mean, you never know.
Well...
We tend to be best at everything. Like, we always had the highest medal count. Beijing, it was close with China, but we're pretty sure we still won. But I don't think they did much in London, though, so you kind of wonder. You know, what happened? You're not doing it anymore, so.
Yeah, then there's the soccer competition, which is like World Cup Junior.
Yeah.
So sometimes I watch that, but.
Yeah, and the thing about it, though, is, I mean, for people, Olympics don't matter that much for them for soccer. Like, it's the World Cup that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you would want to do well in both. Like, you'd want to have dominance in both.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, it's not as big of a deal for the Olympics as it is the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it should be about the same thing, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess they don't want extra trophies, then that's their deal. But, speaking of experiments, Russia's been caught doping.
Dun, dun, dun.
Athletes. Apparently, it happened a lot at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014. Apparently, tons of doping scandals and people high up in the Russian Olympic Committee were involved, and so there's threats about, like, I mean, somebody brought up, like, keeping Russia out of this year's...
Wasn't all of their events, but I think, wasn't it track and field that they got banned?
Yeah.
From these Olympics?
I think, it was track and field, and then... I know there's, like, Olympic officials in Russia can't attend the games this time around.
And like really, they should lose their job and have somebody else take their place, because when you're part of like corruption, you can't leave them in there. You can't be like, oh, here's a slap on the wrist, you can't come to the games. Okay, I'll watch them on TV. It's like, no, you can no longer be involved as leadership of the Olympics. And that, I mean, that if that hasn't happened, that should. Because if you're part of the problem, you should get more than a slap on the wrist. Bad. Bad officials.
The cheating Olympics. Which nation can do it better?
That's fun. But yeah, okay, so I did look it up. Michael Phelps has been in four. Well, no, let's see. He's been in three. This will be his fourth. That's what I meant. But it's crazy. Though. In the Olympics, he's won 18 gold medals and two silvers, two bronzes. So when he plays to win.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and especially to be on your fourth Olympics in a demanding sport like competitive swimming.
Yeah, and also,
that's 12 years of...
He set the record for medals in one Olympics, too. Yeah, like for gold medals. Gold medals.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty much not only being best in the world, but best...
Of all time.
Yeah.
No, like, he's the best swimmer of all time. He's the best swimmer of all time. You can't argue that, because he's got the medals to prove it. And he's got world records and everything. He's built to be a freak in swimming. Like, he's got a really long torso, and he's got really big hands, and his feet are pretty big, too. So he's, like, got natural,
creature
like...
Creature from the Black Lagoon, kind of.
Pretty much, like, yeah. So he's got a huge wingspan. So he's got a really good reach with when he's swimming. Because he's my height. He might be a little bit taller, but he's about my height. But his torso is pretty long. And so he doesn't, like, have too long of legs. And then he's got the big feet that make good flippers. And his hands are big. So it makes it so he can, like... cup more water or whatever, and so all around, like, he's just built to be a great swimmer.
From an evolutionary standpoint, Scientists are pretty interested in the guy. But.
Yeah, like, I remember when we had the Beijing Olympics, when they were talking about him, they're like going over his measurements and stuff, and be like, yeah, this is why he's so good, because he's built to do this.
Engineered to
do that. Yeah, for real.
But no, I remember, although I do remember when the whole marijuana thing came out a few years back.
That was interesting. I was,
and he had been like spokesperson for Subway before that happened, and so I was at the Subway.
Man, Subway's got to do better with their spokesman choosing.
Yeah, they got a problem.
But, they've had a couple issues with that.
But I was at Subway and I was ordering, and you know, I was trying to order a $5 footlong, but I was thinking about Michael Phelps because his picture was there, and I was excited and said I'd like a $5 foot bong. And I didn't really think about what I had said.
$5 foot bong.
So, but yeah, that company's got to do better with its with its spokespeople. Michael Phelps, nice guy. I think I think he can be forgiven, but
yeah, I think that obviously. I mean, he's kind of like, I don't feel like that was really who he was. Like, it was a mistake he made, and I'm sure it probably wasn't the only time he ever did it, but...
Drunk on success and fame.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I still don't think of him as, like, a bad person. I just feel like he made mistakes.
Yeah, he's kind of been out of...
Jared, on the other hand...
He hasn't really been in the spotlight for that.
Pretty sketchy. Yeah.
So it got, like, you know...
Don't really want to get too much into Jared.
I don't know if they're trying to, like, one-up each other, but it's just, like...
Well, Jared's like, oh, wait, scandal around a Subway spokesperson? So you think that you're cool because you were caught smoking marijuana on camera.
Ladies like the bad boys.
I'm going to show you a real bad boy.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then everyone's like, no, that's not the bad boy that anybody wants.
That's not the leather jacket and motorcycle bad boy.
No.
But anywho. But yeah, Michael Phelps, he stayed out of trouble, though.
Yeah, he had the one
slip up, and he never heard about it again. So I think...
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not the only time he smoked weed, but...
But he's smart enough, though, to just, like, keep it on the down low if he does, though.
Yeah, and I feel like he probably doesn't do it all the time or anything. He probably doesn't do it anymore because he's probably like, yeah, that's dumb.
He's not stoned when he comes up to the qualifiers every few years.
That wouldn't be very fun. I was playing pickup basketball on Monday with some people, and one of the guys was high as a kite. and another guy was drunk. It was awesome. They were both on my team. So that was fun.
Competitive edge for the other team.
Yeah, it was, and it was pretty annoying for me. But
I wonder how fast
it's just like you can't perform as well when you're under the influence of stuff.
I wonder how fast Plus Phelps, it's not great would for still, Phelps would still probably be able to win a medal. High.
Probably. Like, probably, but Michael Phelps, if you're listening, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, we don't
it's not
want
worth
that.
It.
Although if someone has enough money to try and pay him to see how fast he can be, well, high.
Well, I mean, the thing. I mean, you could do that, but not in the Olympics. Yeah, plus I think that I'm pretty sure that that's a banned substance, so that if he got caught with that in his system, he would probably be disqualified.
I'm sure Russia would just love that.
Well, Russia would be administering the test and giving him a pass. They're like, you know, and respect
we
for
have to
your
help somebody out.
We're going to not press charges. Get to the chopper. good times. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like the Olympics, though.
I really like the Olympics.
It's fantastic. Given all the... Even though, like, every time they pick a host city, that host city waits way too long to start building its stadiums. And there's always,
or
like...
Or there's corruption as to how that place got
cheating,
the bid.
Doping.
A la...
Well, yeah, it's
Qatar,
like...
What is it called?
Qatar?
Qatar, that's the one.
Yeah, how did they get... Like, who's gonna...
It was a bribe. They were bribed. And they found out that they were bribed, but they're still letting him keep it at this point.
Yeah. Like, apparently it's too much to send the Olympics to Chicago, but we'll send it to Qatar.
Well, I mean, they do want to spread around to different countries and stuff. That's understandable.
Sure.
They had the Olympics in the U.S. in 2002 here in Salt Lake. Yeah.
And
but
96
they still they
now,
might
yeah,
they so. Might move the Qatar. I guess that's FIFA. That's not the Olympics.
Oh
that's
yeah,
the
that's
World
the
Cup.
World Cup. But still,
they might move that to like Los Angeles because of all the deaths that are involved with that.
Well, yeah, and also it's like all their stadiums in Qatar. They want to build indoor stadiums because it would be so hot on the field that it would just
no yeah they're building domes hot. And stuff but they're building all of them they didn't have any and so they've got to build all these they've got the money to do it because they've got oil but at the same time there's been thousands of deaths of workers and it's just been terrible conditions for workers that I mean I still can't believe that they're ignoring that and still letting them have the World Cup
although FIFA, it is FIFA, so.
It is, but they got to clean up their act. Like, they already got rid of, like, the previous
dude. Sepp Blatter or whatever.
Sepp Blatter, yeah. They got rid of him, and they got rid of some other guys that were involved with the bribes. But, I mean, you gotta keep going and continue to get rid of the corruption. Like, pull out these guys that, like, pull out the bid from Qatar because, A, they got it from a bribe. B,
so which should automatically disqualify.
Yeah, and B, they're killing thousands of people to try to get this together. And, I mean, occasionally there are deaths when you're preparing for the Olympics just because accidents happen. Yeah. But when there's thousands of deaths and there's, like, all these reports of terrible working conditions, you can't condone that. Like, you can't continue to sit idly by and watch it happen.
Yeah, plus it's... Like I know, obviously they like you said, they want to spread the games around so other countries
There's
can host
plenty
it.
Of
but
great
it's like
countries to do it.
But it's like you look at when they sent it to South Africa. South Africa is at least, you know, a touristy place as well. It's like it's at least got a little bit more going for it than say Qatar does.
But yeah, Qatar has nothing. They have to build everything for this. Like they're building stadiums, they're building hotels just for the World Cup. And then afterwards, they're probably going to be abandoned.
Yeah.
Why? Why are we doing this?
It's pretty much
like
billions.
The World Cup is a great opportunity for whichever country gets to host it because they can, you know, they can improve infrastructure and they can, like, make money from tourists and everyone coming to the country. But when you're building, like, they don't need money in Qatar. They don't have anything in Qatar. I mean, now they've got stuff because they've been building it for. Since they got the bid, but they had to build everything.
But they didn't have that.
They're
going to
abandon it
before.
Afterwards. It's not really going to help them in the long term.
Yeah. It's going to be like the one time people really go to Qatar.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they're never going to get
tourists. It's ridiculous.
Again.
Like, put it somewhere where they need help with, like, infrastructure. Hmm. Like, I mean, imagine if you gave a bid to, like, the Philippines and helped them rebuild a bunch of stuff because they need it anyway. I mean, I don't know if there's even space to do it in the Philippines because there's so many people there. But, I mean, that's just an example. Like, put it somewhere where people actually need it and also where it's not because of a bribe.
Yeah, without a bribe, that would be a good tag on.
Yeah. I mean, and so, like I'm saying, like there are rumors that they might move it, the World Cup that's supposed to be in Qatar, to Los Angeles because they have things in place to host
already,
it.
Already multiple stadiums.
Yeah, they got multiple stadiums, and plus there's other stadiums that are pretty close, which, like, with any World Cup, they're not all in the same city to start out.
True.
They're spread out.
California alone.
I mean, when you think about it, you've got...
big enough, you know.
I mean, by the time that those Olympics roll around, you will have a new stadium. The Rams Stadium is going to be done. You still could use Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. You can use the Rose Bowl. And the LA Coliseum. You also have, like, up in Oakland, you've got one. Plus San Francisco, there's another one.
Las Vegas isn't too far away.
But, I mean, they don't really have anything to support, like a stadium to support it. But they might at that point if the Raiders move there.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just like there's at least alone in that one little part. I mean, in that one part of the U.S. There's enough.
But, like, in Brazil, like, when they're doing the World Cup, they were all across the country. So,
yeah,
it's not really an issue of, like, how close they are. I mean, but there is that convenience that they are fairly close.
Well, yeah, and just that.
But then you also got Seattle. Seattle's got one.
Yeah, and then, like, Denver. There's so many stadiums that big all over, just thanks to the NFL and universities.
I mean, there are other examples of places like that, like in probably in Spain and England and stuff. Yeah. But also, like, the U.S. has the infrastructure and the ability to support it, like, off the...
Well, and good infrastructure, suddenly doing, too.
Yeah, we got pretty good infrastructure, and, like, if we're called on last minute to do it, like, we could do it. I mean, we need a little bit of time to prepare everything, but we've got plenty of hotels.
Adequate.
We've got everything that you would need for it. And so I believe that Los Angeles will host one again in the near future. And maybe it's in place of Qatar because they're decided, we can't keep going with this. And maybe it'll just be off of a bid and like the next time that they give out bids. But I mean, I don't know, maybe this is the bias because I'm American, but I feel like you have to do it every so often in America just because I feel like we're the one country that could support the entire thing at the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we're so into sports already, and we're big enough that we've got space for everything.
Yeah, and we don't really need... I mean, I'm sure they would build something for the Olympics or something like that, but we really wouldn't even... It wouldn't be a deal breaker if we couldn't build, like... a new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, we've got at minimum
so many Division One.
Look at it this way,
and
just NFL. For NFL, there's 32 stadiums. Right, 31, because the two New York teams share a stadium.
But still, that's more than enough. For
there's
like
gonna they're building another one. Events. There's one sitting empty in St. Louis right now. there's probably one sitting empty somewhere else too that we just don't remember because it's been so long since there's been anything there. So you got those. Yeah. On top of that, you also have soccer stadiums. Yeah. I mean, they're not as big as the international ones, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all not too much bigger than Real Salt Lake.
But they're pretty decent. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Like, going to watch a game there isn't...
But then, you take in college football. Yeah. LA Coliseum, the Rose Bowl. Yeah. Like, those are both college venues. And you've got, like, big stadiums all across the country.
Yeah.
Like the Big House in Michigan,
bigger than what a lot of professionals play in other parts of the world.
Yeah, like some of the college stadiums tend to be bigger than the NFL ones. A lot of them, some of them are a lot smaller. But for like the really big programs, like Ohio State and Michigan and Alabama, Florida, all those ones, like they're all around 100,000, some are over. Well, and there's only a couple stadiums internationally that are that big.
Well, even for events like track and field. Colleges have that set up too already.
Yeah.
There's track and field places too. So it's like.
Well, I mean, so that's going back into the Olympics.
Well, yeah, Olympics and.
But yeah, World I mean, Cup. So we're probably positioned to do either one.
Yeah.
So. But yes, yeah, so, I mean, I don't think that they should leave it to Qatar. I'm not saying they have to send it to the U.S. because, you know, if there's another place that could do it, go for it. But I feel like. But we're the ones that are so about sports you know? That we have all the venues and we've got all the hotels that you would need already. Like, you wouldn't have to give us money to build stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to make money.
Small exceptions, maybe we would have to build some sort of transit system, like, in specific areas. But, like, LA's already got rails.
Yeah.
Like, they've got trains that go all over the place.
All of our biggest cities already have.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Stuff like that to begin with. But.
So, I mean, it's just an easy fix if they pull their heads out of their butts and decide to stop the Qatar thing, because people are dying. They got it, like, they got the bid because they bribed someone, which shouldn't be allowed or condoned.
Shouldn't be.
And the bigger thing, though, is that thousands of people are dying. Yeah. If there weren't people dying all the time, I wouldn't care as much.
But it's also like it's also going to be a difference of standard, because, like, if thousands of workers here in the U.S. were dying to build a stadium, we'd get, like, crap all the time about it, you know?
Yeah.
But if it happens there, it's like, well, they paid us for this.
Oh, and another thing is, like, whichever country is hosting the World Cup, automatically their team gets a bid to the World Cup.
Yeah.
And Qatar's team never is good enough to be in the World Cup.
They're going to be on three, basically.
Yeah, they're going to be. They won't win a game, in my mind. I mean, unless they start juicing now. Even then, I don't think that steroids really will help with soccer that much.
There's a limit to what those will do.
Because steroids will give you muscle, but they won't give you endurance, and you kind of need that in soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be some benefits you could get, but, I just don't see it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that seems to be kind of all of what's going on with the Olympics and
stuff
like that. So.
I mean, there's more stuff going on with the Olympics, but that's kind of all the time we have today.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been The Bullpen on Hump Day.
Hump Day.
It's Hump Day.
No.
And, so, I mean, make sure you hold fast. You can do it the rest of the way. Because Evan's making sounds because he's struggling because the computer froze. I think maybe he's just special. That might be it. Oh, it looks like he was just being special. But yeah, so halfway there, you can do it. Make it through the end of the week. We'll see you guys on Friday, and we'll give you some more stuff. If you've got ideas of stuff you want us to talk about, send us a tweet at USU Bullpen. You can also send it to our Twitter handles. I'm at Ethan Chadwick 15. And Evan is?
Evan Hall 62.
Evan Hall 62. What is the 62 for?
It was just my email address that I just turned into my
just
Twitter
a random
handle.
Number?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it had any significance. I got the 15 because, that's my favorite number, so.
Oh, nice.
So, that's why I have a 15.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering what the significance of the 62 was, but apparently there is none.
Nope.
Awesome.
Maybe I'll come up with it later. But
thanks, guys, for listening. Have a great week.
And we're going to leave you with Treason by Delegate.